Hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode with me, Simon, Simon Marketing Agency, and in association with Refuse to Quit. And I am your business builder and your motivator. And today I want to talk about stay in the fight. When you're on the verge of quitting, slow your mind. Focus on staying in the fight. That's it. Because if you dwell on the pain, the struggle, how far you got left to go, the impossibility of the goal, of course you're going to want to throw in the towel. But don't do it. Take one more step. Do one more rep. Type one more word. Make one more call. Pitch one more prospect. Then another and another. And don't worry about finishing. Don't worry about winning. Don't worry about succeeding. It's too far away. It's too overwhelming. Right now, you're in survival mode. The question to ask is, can I last another second, another minute, another hour, another day? That's all that matters. What you'll find is, absolutely yes, you can, very easily. In fact, in some cases, you'll see when you're ready to tap out with 30, 40, 70% left in the tank, even maybe more. Let me tell you a story. Yesterday, for example, I woke up and decided to punish myself. I wrote down my goals for the day, which was burn 700 calories on the treadmill, do 700 push-ups, make 7 Legion sights. Guess what? I was feeling the number 7 for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, do you know how many freaking times I wanted to quit on each one of those tasks? It was so many. For instance, when I hit 100 calories on the treadmill, my mind started offering me ways out. Like, this is boring. This is stupid. Why can't you be on this damn... You can't be on this treadmill all day. You got things to do. You know what? 100 calories is plenty. Especially with all those push-ups that you got to do later on. Do you really want to shower twice a day? Damn, that's only 100. You got 600 more to go. That's going to take forever. And so on and so forth. Yet an hour and a half of additional anguish later, what do you know? Mission accomplished. How? Just what I said. I stopped dwelling on the 600 calories and I asked myself, can I burn one more? How about another and another? It became a game. And once the burden of making it to the end was gone, I got my second win. My attitude improved. I picked up the pace. I went for a slow walk to a jog. One more calorie became a mini challenge, turned into 5 chunks of 5, then 10. Before you know it, I only had 100 calories to go. I was like, man, I thought, let's turn this up a little bit. I finished strong, damn near sprinting. And then the same technique I used for the 700 push-ups and all the 7 gen sights that I put up. And I hit the pillow that night, I was feeling like a boss. You pull off the impossible in business and fitness, or whatever it is, by letting go. By lasting 1 second longer than you thought you could have. And then you let go. Okay, that wasn't so bad. And I didn't die, and I'm still here. Maybe I could do more. Seriously, I believe that you can get whatever you want in life as long as you stay in the fight. Your thoughts. And one last thing, accountability does help. So have a great day. I look forward to talking to you again. I'm Simon with Simon Marketing Agency in association with Refuse to Quit, and we'll talk again. Thanks.